Hello.
My name is Matt.
My name is Abigail.
And welcome to the Polyglot Progress Podcast. I believe this is episode 7 or 8.
I was going to say it was episode 8.
I was going to say 8 as well.
I think it's 8. I can look.
Yeah, just go. Okay.
Oh no. Oh no.
Take more clicks.
It says my channel right there.
We could have done this quieter. This is episode 8. I was right.
Great.
First time.
No, you said 7 or 8.
All right.
I was right.
Well, anyway, today we are going to be talking about our preferred methods of language learning, and I believe we've got some different opinions on this, which is always good. Always good to spark up some conversation.
We're
going to
have an argument live.
Hopefully. I mean, there might be some punches thrown.
You won't be able to see them. That's why we really don't have visual during the podcast. It's because behind the scenes we're fighting each other.
Oh, exactly. All right. So would you like to present your first preferred method of language learning, if you might have one?
If I might have one. We've already started the podcast, and then I go, oh yeah, I don't have any methods.
I just
learn them. It just happens. The first thing that I wrote down was Teach Yourself. I'm a big fan of that book series. Yes.
The book series?
Yes.
And how do you use the series as it says? Do you use it by more of a Moses McCormick type deal?
I don't know.
Because I believe what Moses does is he focuses more on the dialogues, and we'll do a dialogue.
Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
They like go through the dialogues intensely. I actually use Teach Yourself the way that they intend. When I use Teach Yourself for German, I went through the entire book, did every exercise except for some that I was like, okay, this is stupid. Like, I know what I'm doing here. Like, I don't need to do this. And also, I kind of skipped the writing sections because they would give writing prompts. So instead of following the prompt of like, pretend you're this guy and write about your house, I'd take out my journal that I have that's my writings in all the languages I study, and I'd kind of use whatever topic it was for that chapter, like if it was like houses or whatever, I'd write about my own house and like my friends' houses and like kind of do something differently that I feel like I'd get more out of and things that seemed more relevant in my life. But other than that, I kind of actually use it as it's intended.
Okay. So would you say, I had something a bit different that I thought about because what I think I like to do for language learning is because, you know, I'm someone who very much admits that I have days when I just, like, cannot learn.
Oh, same.
And I've got, you know, too much schoolwork, I've got too many things going on. I just need an easy day, hop on Duolingo, get, you know, my streak, and, you know, maybe go a bit over if I can. But I kind of like to have, when language learning, to have a light resource and a heavy resource. And I would consider Teach Yourself a heavier resource.
Yeah. I think I kind of subconsciously do that. Like, I like to have, I mean, ideally, I'd love to be able to have, like, Teach Yourself and, like, Duolingo or something fun like that.
Or memorize.
And then, yeah, but preferably Duolingo, honestly, because that one's, like, a bit more fun. Memorize is a little bit more, like,
I agree.
No, memorize it. like, Duolingo is fun, and it's something I can do kind of wherever on my phone, and then I also would love to be able to have something like Pimsleur that I can do while I'm in the car, while I'm waiting for a bus, that kind of deal.
I totally agree.
Yeah, especially now, like, whatever language I end up doing next, which may have to wait for a little while after, because, I mean, the Bulgarian challenge doesn't end until November, I believe, and then I kind of probably just need to let the semester happen and not have a language that I'm doing on my own. And then, but after that, since I travel a lot and since I do a lot of walking as a college student,
you'd like Pimsleur.
It would be great to have another Pimsleur.
Or some sort of audio course.
Or something like Pimsleur. I haven't used the Michel Thomas.
Yeah.
I haven't used those yet. So,
I've heard good things about them though.
Yeah, I've heard things about them. I want to try it out and see if I like it better than Pimsleur,
yeah,
if I like Pimsleur more, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. So yeah, I agree with that.
With the having a heavier language learning resource. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's better to have something a bit more intense, something that goes more a bit into the grammar, and something that just lets you practice the language.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's easy enough to, you know, hop on a like chat service or, you know, onto a language exchange app like HelloTalk or
yeah, I feel like how much do you like things like that, like language exchange things where you
I get
can, like,
intimidated very easily,
because I feel like I have a really hard time with those, because every time I message people, maybe it's the languages I'm learning, but, like, they kind of won't ever respond to me in my target language. They kind of go for English and are like, teach me English. And I'm like, but I kind of want someone to teach me a language.
I know.
And, like, have a conversation
really
with you. And also, like, I never know what to talk to them about then, too. Like, even if I can't, like, it never goes beyond, like, even in French, which I'm, like, an advanced French speaker in, like, it never goes beyond, like, hey, how are you? Because it just, like, never becomes an actual friendship. And, like...
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I think it just takes a lot of effort. It's kind of like an art in itself, you know, conversation. And, like, even though we like speaking languages, sometimes, you know, the people get a bit scary for us.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, it's a challenge we'll have to overcome at some point. And it's something, like, you know, when you're at an event like the Polyglot Conference or something, you sort of get over very quickly because you understand immediately, oh, we all have a similar interest.
Yeah, that was, I feel like, easier because it was like, oh, what languages do you learn? Like, why are you into languages? What's your job? All that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just found that people kind of let the conversation die out very quickly on, like,
online.
Those chat things.
Yeah, I mean... You could sort of bring it into, like, these people are doing it out of the kindness of their hearts. I mean, they can't give you every hour, every minute
of
the
day. Well, yeah, I mean, and I have done people's, like, English exchange before.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. It's just, like, I don't know if they're, like, my favorite resource just because I find that, like, they never really go anywhere.
Yeah. No, that's totally understandable. Something I noted to myself when I was thinking about, you know, to talk about, I said something I need... sort of either in daily life or just frequently in language learning, is something that I can watch, some sort of visual, audio-visual type deal. And so I had an example of this, which was for when I was learning Norwegian, something I did, I think I may have started it before I started learning Norwegian, like, intensely, but I kveld med Ylvis was a must for me. Because it was subtitled and made it, like, a consumable form of media when I, like, ate breakfast. When I consumed food.
Wow.
And so I was able to, you know, pay attention, listen, because Norwegian's a very quick language. It's very fast. And, you know, for me as a beginner, I couldn't understand anything. But having it subtitled in English and occasionally in Norwegian as well, it made picking up things very easy and helpful to me as a beginner. It made getting used to the language a lot easier, and it made it fun because it was funny. And that was something I needed, at least. I needed something that appealed to me on, like, that level. And something I have that's very similar is the Heute Show for German, because that guy, I think, is hilarious, and I find him funny. So I'm able to watch him have fun. Oh, there's a comedian. What's her name? I forget her name. She's funny, though. She's from Switzerland, and she's great.
Yeah, I definitely need to do more of that, and I want to do more of that. Like, I downloaded some, like, news sources in German and French, I think, on my iPad. Haven't really used them. But, like, I've been really wanting to try and find a way to, like, use it just in my daily life. Like, look at the news in the other language, or, like...
Like, that's what
I've been reading The Hobbit in French, or at least I started it, and then I started college and don't have any time to read for fun in any language. So, like, that's there. And I really like you said, like, TV shows, except I'm a big fan of children's things when you're first starting out, and I've said this so many times before, but, like... So many polyglots are like, no, just jump into, like, novels and, like, full-fledged movies and just have subtitles and things like that, and you won't get as much out of it. But, like, honestly, I don't see a problem with kids' stuff because you might not want to talk with, like, a child, but you're going to talk like a child anyway if you only know how to say very basic things. You're not going to be using the conditional flat out right away, and neither is that kids' show.
Yeah.
And even then, they might once in a while, and you can kind of start to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really great for listening because they talk... not super fast, so listening, you start to be able to get a hang with the language, helps with your accent. Like, I don't know, I just love kids' stuff, like, in kids' books, because you're learning to read the same way they learned how to read, and, like, you're learning new words, and it's just helpful if you start there and kind of move your way up, then move to, like, the teenage books and things, and then...
Yeah. And I mean, I've tried this method before, and I think you saw I kind of got frustrated with Peppa Pig. Like, I don't know.
I love Peppa Pig.
Yeah, see, I feel like people are either I love it or I hate it, and I don't think I fall into either category, except it's just not my favorite. It's not something I would do on my own volition, is that a saying? Because I don't have the patience for something as slow as that. Like, I need, like, this isn't how I want to speak.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's not how I want to speak either, but I think it's nice starting out, because when you're starting out, like, I started watching Peppa Pig in German, like, on my first day of learning German.
Yeah, I know.
And I was able to then have conversations very quickly, because I kind of knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And basically learned how to speak like a small German child. So not exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And, I mean, I definitely think there are people that it helps, and just I'm not one of them, because I just don't have the patience for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my daily life, see, that's the whole thing. It comes back to, like, stuff that appeals to me. Like, I need something that grabs my attention and makes me want to engage with the material.
Mm-hmm.
And a children's show isn't something I'd watch in my daily life. Like, if I was babysitting a child and I was watching a baby show with them, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if that show
happened
to be in
another
language.
That's when you, like, wire the show into being, like, your target language. You're like, kids, let's learn Arabic today. The kids are like, Matt, we just want to watch our show. And you're like, it's fine, you're learning something. It's the same show.
It's the same show. No, don't worry.
It's fine, guys.
That's something I would do.
See, what else did I have?
I was going to say, like, another language example I had is, like, YouTubers or something.
That's
like,
actually the next point I had written down after.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like,
in my immersion but chill section, because a lot of people are like,
yeah,
you got to go to the target country, or then the people that are like, you don't. You just have to surround yourself 24/7 with stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
immerse yourself completely, make your house completely like that. And, like, that's hard if you're a student in the target language
yeah.
country.
It's very tough.
Which
and,
is,
like,
again, moving there. Like,
yeah.
if you don't move there and you live either with your family, who's gonna obviously speak English with you unless you're learning it as a family.
Yeah.
Or, like, in my case, if you're in school, like, you're... teachers aren't going to suddenly start speaking to you and whatever it is.
No. Yeah, of course.
And, like, you only have so much free time, and then it's like, well...
the free time you have, you want to enjoy it, and while language learning can be enjoyable, and it might be a hobby you love, it would take a lot out of me
to do the amount of work I do in a day, and then come home and only do something in my target language, unless that was French, because...
mm-hmm.
Like, French is kind of, it comes to me the same way English does in most scenarios.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be straining that much. But if I were to come home and do things in, like, Bulgarian, like, I wouldn't want to
mm-hmm.
at that point. Like, it would be the same as sitting down with a textbook.
Yeah, it's straining. And that's not to say, like, you know, it doesn't yield results. It's not worth it. It's just to say that, like, for someone,
I think it depends on your life and your lifestyle as well. Like, if I were a person who was out of school,
mm-hmm.
was living at home, living at home,
yeah.
Like, you've got, like, your own, like, apartment or house or
you're
something.
You're running your own life at that point.
You're running your own life, especially if you work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of a deal, I feel like I could totally do it.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like, immerse myself at least 50% to 75% of the time
mm-hmm.
and do most of what I do other than work.
Mm-hmm.
from my house, like, in the target language, and it would be super handy. But, I mean, just the life I'm living right now, it's, like, not
mm-hmm.
realistic. It's about as realistic as me going to the target country, like, right now.
Yeah.
So.
No, I wanted to jump on something you said there, which was, like, I can't come home and jump into studying or, you know, jump into that immersion. And, you know, this is something...
I can to an extent, but, like, the full-on immersion that a lot of polyglots suggest, I definitely couldn't do.
And it's honestly unreasonable a lot of times, that full-on immersion, because just it's expensive.
Yeah.
And just it doesn't fit into the lifestyle most people have.
Yeah, I mean, especially if your job is, like, being a polyglot, like...
Well, then, you
then
know,
it's
you're
really
made.
Easy. But, like, yeah, for a lot of people, like, it's just... full on immersion is just not, you don't have the option, because you need to get people to, like, do it with you and
mm-hmm.
like, yeah.
But the thing I wanted to jump on, which was, you know, the immersion isn't an option. I mean, for some people living in the English centered world that we live in, especially in America, I find that a lot of the content I enjoy to watch on the internet or just on TV is in English, and that's only because I've been, like, desensitized to the fact that it's English, where, you know, it doesn't become, like, you know, I view it as, you know, a separate language learning entity. It's just, like, you know, oh, it's English. That didn't really make sense. It's just there. It appeals to me. I mentioned before, like, language learning, like, comedy is something I enjoy in other languages, because you get a lot of colloquialisms, and just, it appeals to me and has my attention, and it's fun. So, like, a lot of, like, stuff on the internet that's comedic, I will just, like, be sort of, what's the word, attracted to something that's in English, not necessarily for the fact that it's less work, but because I'm so used to it being in English.
That might be part of it, too, for me. I mean, also, like, currently a big problem is, like, I mean, I did, like, a lot of immersion, actually, when I was studying German. Like,
You did a lot, 10 hours.
I actually did most of my life, like, my free time was reading or watching or listening to things in German. Every time I was in the car, I only listened to German music.
Mm-hmm.
I basically watched German TV and movies whenever I wanted to watch a TV show or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was reading some German kids' books, but it was kind of a mess because I really wasn't ready to be doing that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on.
Nice. Ugh.
Can you, like, pick it up and make it stop?
I can't see who it is. Oh, they're gone.
Oh, great.
We just had our first guest
caller.
Ring,
a call for Polyglot Progress.
First live caller on the podcast. Yes, you're live. Oh, no.
Oh, they left. No, yeah, so
it's
was doing it with German for a little while, but, like, currently my situation with Bulgarian, it's just, like, harder to find things than it is to, like...
That's something I mentioned. I mentioned it's very situational and depends on the availability of resources.
Yeah, so I guess I don't totally know. But also I feel like, I definitely feel like, even if I was doing German and had the thing, like, my life just currently isn't at a place where I could immerse
yourself. Yeah, that's
like, it's just... my life is just a little too hectic at the moment to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if I was aiming for, like, a C2 exam or something or whatever.
How would you...
Like, going for a certain exam.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd, like, make more of an effort to immerse myself, but currently it's just not a thing I can
do. How would you advise somebody to immerse themselves in a language, like, healthily almost? I don't want to say healthily.
Healthily, Spotify. Or
nice.
Whatever music
okay.
streaming service you use. I like music in other languages.
Mm-hmm. Music's a great thing to do. Lyrics are very helpful into understanding difficult forms of grammar.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's the best way that I'm able to acquire new vocabulary is through music.
Yeah, and it's a nice, like, cultural thing, like...
Mm-hmm.
Because every...
Like,
if you
I
go
bond
for, like,
with people
what's
over bands
popular
I like.
And things like that... You can kind of learn what kind of music people like in the country and that kind of a deal,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Yeah, I listen to a wide range of genres across German music because to me, German music in itself is like a genre I like.
I really like German rock music.
German
it's
rock music
time.
Is great.
Which is great also because I like listen to more like rock-ish
mm-hmm.
things.
And German has a lot of
and
that.
A lot of my target languages are very pop-heavy.
Yeah.
Bulgarian's been a mess for me to study because at least all the things that I found music-wise have been, like, rap and pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very pop music. Like, things that I would never listen to.
Yeah.
And even now, it's not my favorite, but, like, it's interesting enough because I'm, like, getting that Bulgarian and I can be like, I know what that word means. Or, like, I know what he just said. Like,
yeah.
That kind of a deal. But, yeah, that's... German
mm-hmm.
is probably the one that I've had the best luck with for, like, music that I like.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I've been very lucky. I think it might be just a Germanic language thing. Like, Norwegian and German for me have always had great music I like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a problem with French because just, like...
French,
I
actually
know,
have a bit that I like, but German just ranks above it because German has more rock, and that's just kind of what I'm attracted to in English as
mm-hmm.
well. Like, that's just the kind of music that I like.
I think
the
best moment for me in Norwegian was when there was a song I was listening to a lot, and there was, like, this, like... break after the chorus where they just go "Jeg en påfugl," which is "I am a peacock."
Oh.
And they just repeat it, and like the title
right.
of the song is "Påfugl." I needed to share that. It's great.
I was waiting for that to go somewhere and it, like, didn't.
No, I just, music is good.
Okay, yeah. So music, I like, YouTubers are good. Like, everyone you'll find will probably be a beauty vlogger.
That's something we were discussing
recently. Discussing this the other day. Like, everyone who makes videos in other, like, their native languages on YouTube tend to be beauty vloggers. Yeah. And I'm not sure, I feel like, I mean, someone might have actual statistics on this, but I think I heard somewhere that beauty vloggers make up the majority of YouTube, like, across all languages.
Yeah, you mentioned
that. So, I mean, that might just be where then you get some from other cultures. Plus, I think, since it's such a popular genre, mm-hmm. like, people feel more comfortable making it in their native language because they mm-hmm. know people will come and watch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so hopefully you like beauty vloggers because...
Yeah, that's what and I mean, what's nice about it is, like, you know, the amount of Norwegian beauty vloggers I watched, mm-hmm. A lot of them eventually, or at some point, make videos that are just, like, them talking.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people then, like, English speakers are like, please just make a video of you speaking, it sounds so beautiful. Yeah. Like, I follow a vlogger who, she talks about her life, and she speaks English, but she's Finnish, I think?
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong. I think she's Finnish.
Do you remember her name?
It's some Scandinavian language, and or Finnish. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. It's either Finnish or Scandinavian language, and I don't remember. But whatever it is, like, she's started making videos in that language just because people are like, can you just, like, talk? And, like, I think it was Finnish. I'm, like, not totally sure.
Do you know the person's name?
No, not off the top of my head. But I think it was Finnish. Regardless, like,
yeah,
vloggers, even if they're English, like, speakers usually might make things in their native language, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I very much appreciate it when someone, I mean, it's really tough because you understand why they're making videos in English because English has become so widespread. Mm-hmm. This is something I've been talking a lot in German class is how the German culture is becoming very upset with the amount of English in advertising over there. Like,
hey, I had to write an essay on that in French. It was like, is the French language dying because of American words being put into it? Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, there was this whole phenomenon, like, a few years ago in Germany called Café Togo. And basically, because, you know, what you do in Germany is, you know, you sit down at a cafe and you have your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, there was this new brand of coffee called Café Togo. And,
is it, like, coffee to go?
It's coffee to go. Because, Kaffee zu mitnehmen isn't, like, as, like, sexy of a saying. So they say Kaffee Togo.
Togo is more sexy.
Because they thought it was, like, some African word. And didn't realize that, you know, it's just to go.
Sexy.
And then there's, we saw advertising and it's, like, delicious Brötchen. And instead of just saying, like, lecker...
Yeah. Let's see, what was my next thing?
Yeah, I just think it's very funny because, I don't know, it's understandable why people get upset about it. I mean, we've gone very off topic now. We were talking about preferred methods of language learning.
Yeah, this one is a bit of a... I thought that this was going to be, like, a really short podcast, so I guess it's fine that we're going off because I was like, man, this is actually going to be really short if we just talk about what we like to use.
Mm-hmm.
But in classic polyglot progress form, we have...
You know it.
Spun out of control, and it's gonna be the same, like, 40 minutes to an hour long it usually is. My next one was italki, although I've got mixed feelings about italki, I'm not gonna lie.
You've done it in one language.
Yeah, I have. So I that honestly could be part of it. But the thing is I think it's good, but I also feel like it's, like, I don't know if I like how much money I spend on it. It might be part of it. Like, I feel like I spend more money than I would like to for what I get out of it.
Mm.
And that's not because I've had bad teachers or anything. I've had really good teachers. I just feel like, in general, I tend to be very skimpy on how much money I spend on language learning.
Which is understandable.
It's a hobby for me. It's not something, like, it's not my job. I'm not making the money back.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, it's just out of, like, pure enjoyment, and currently in my life, I don't have buckets of money that I can just spend on language
things. You're a college student in debt.
Yeah, I'm a college student in debt. So, like, I don't spend, like, copious amounts. I try and find the cheapest books I can and the free resources.
I go to Italki, I search, like, language, type of teacher I want. I go straight to, instead of professional, I go community tutors, and I go,
yeah,
like, 0
I mean,
to 100 credits.
Part of my problem may have been that Bulgarian is very limited, so you kind of have to go professional. Like, there are other options, but there's, like, 2 other options. And in the time that I've been picking, I think one or both were, like, on vacation for the community tutors.
Man.
So, like, it wasn't even an option for me. Or maybe there were more community than professional tutors. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, it's still, like, regardless, like, unless I'm spending, like, $5 per lesson, which you're never going to be doing for, like, an hour-long lesson, it adds up really fast.
It does.
Like, and I totally believe in how much I'm paying the tutors. Like, I feel like the tutors I've had even deserve more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't like to be spending that much on learning languages.
I understand.
And so,
yeah,
as a whole, I don't like Italki that much because I feel like I don't get as, like, I feel like I don't get a ton more out of it than I do practicing on my own, which is a little weird because I'm practicing with people then. But I guess I do enough to conversate with myself in my head or, like, with the practice dialogues and books and things that I feel comfortable enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I don't know. I just don't feel like
I feel like there's something to be said for having face-to-face communication or, you know, text-to-text, however you want to put it. I think there's something kind of, what's the word, like, priceless there, despite the fact that, you know, because I think Italki is a very innovative service in that it is what it is, and I haven't seen anything like it before. I haven't been in the language learning community for ages, but for what I've seen, it's amazing, and I appreciate the work they do, and the fact that they bring together so many people, and the fact that, like, I've had French tutors from Senegal, from Belgium, France, the Caribbean. Like, I've had people from all over the place. And, like, my first experience with a French tutor, you remember, I was, like, miserable because I just sat there the whole time, like, nodding, and I didn't understand anything.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, that stinks because, you know, it's like, I put money towards this, and I got nothing out of it, and now I feel bad about myself.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like I've gotten stuff out of my lessons. I just, like, I wouldn't say it's my preferred method because at this point in my life, like I said, I don't want to be spending that money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's a great website, and I think it's a great service.
It's a good gift.
But I wouldn't say it's, yeah, I mean, like, it's a just something I wanted to toss in because I do like it, and I would recommend it, but I don't know if it's my, like, specific, like, super preferred. Like there are people that do all their learning on Italki, but it's not.
It's cool.
It's not my preferred method to that degree because I don't have the money right now. I don't even have a job right now. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
I just wanted to, like, throw in, like, the tutor I had from Belgium, she asked me beforehand, like, she communicated a lot with me beforehand, like, just on her own, like, behalf, just like, you know, hey, you know, really excited to meet you, we're meeting at this time, right? And, like, most teachers don't do that, they don't talk to you or accept your Skype request until the day and the time of your lesson, and this person,
I haven't,
like,
had that experience.
Really?
Mine have all been in contact with me beforehand and been like, hey, like, let me know any topics you want.
Oh, well, you've had good,
like,
teachers.
Sent me, like, the friend request, like, a week beforehand. Usually, there's one that calls me, like, whenever I get on Skype, even if that's, like, a half hour before my lesson, she calls me then.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I've had a great time.
Well, that's good, because I had a good experience with this person, and that, like, they, you know, started talking to me and said, like, you're interested in film? All right, awesome. We can talk about, you know, the recent films we've watched. What it is you like about film, and, you know, I'll even get, like, a vocabulary list of some terms we can try to throw in there, and, like, she made me, like, a little worksheet of stuff, and I just thought it was really sweet, and, like, I understand, you know, it is your job and you're getting paid, but, like,
yeah, they definitely
I've never,
are the people that go above
the people that
beyond
put
it.
Their put effort into it to, like, teach somebody their language. Like, that's something I think Italki brings across that nothing else really does. Like, you know, I don't get that same appreciation out of a Teach Yourself book.
That's
even
true,
though,
yeah.
Even though I understand that this book has been through multiple people's hands and has, like, and has just, like, the cumulative knowledge of a bunch of very smart individuals.
You said has been through multiple people's hands, and all I could think of was when I bought a used Teach Yourself German book and it came sealed. Like, the person had never even opened it. Let's see. Did you have anything else?
I love the lulls in our conversation. It's great.
Should I just keep going?
I mean, you can keep going. I was saying, but I really don't have much else.
All right. Well, here are my last few things. Memorize and flashcards. Actually, preferred method. I feel like I've tossed a bunch of things out here where I'm like, I don't actually really like
it. What's your preferred method?
Like, memorize and flashcards. I like flashcards a lot. Like, yeah. Whether it's, like, memorizer. I haven't used Anki, but people like it. Like, that kind of thing, whether it's, like, online or, like, physical flashcards. I really like them.
Yeah. What do you think the pro or con to them is?
A con, if you're using physical ones, they take up, like, so much space, so much paper is used. Yeah. And, I mean, with them, the pro is that you get the writing as well, and you can also carry them with you anywhere, yeah. Even if you can't have a phone or, like, a computer with you at that point, which is really nice. But, I mean, it's a lot of paper.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's what kind of guilts me into not using flashcards, although recently with my French class, by the way, I finally am into that French class. It's a lot of fun. Everyone was very impressed with the amount of French I knew coming in with no French classes previously, so that was a very big inspirational moment for me. But I've started doing flashcards for any, like, topics we're going to be quizzed on, any vocab I need to know, and I was just reminded before about some vocab I need to know for German, so going to do that at some point.
Nice.
On flashcards, because I've been finding them very useful. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes up a lot of space. Like, I made Hebrew alphabet ones earlier. It's, like, literally, like, a 3-inch stack, and it's just the letters. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But, like, Anki, Memorize, Quizlet, all that kind of thing. I also Quizlet's like those. Good. I just like flashcards. Like, those are something that I find handy kind of in all studying methods. So, I mean, it's worked for me in school situations, and it works really well for me for memorizing vocab.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, and then the last one I had was Pimsleur, and we kind of already talked about that. I just like having something to listen to.
We've talked a lot about Pimsleur, and I prefer Pimsleur a lot, but I just wish it was formatted better. For how much it costs, and for how little it gives you, like...
Yeah, I've talked about, like, I never even... Because I'm, like, thrown shade at iTalki for money, even though it's not shade at all. Like, it's... I believe in how much they're charging me. I just don't have the money.
Yeah.
Pimsleur is something where, honestly, it could be a lot cheaper. I have managed really to get it through, like, people. Libraries. Like, my library has Pimsleur, so I've never actually paid for a Pimsleur course. I should say that now, because we're always, like, talking about it, but then I'm like, I don't have money for language learning resources. Like, I don't actually pay for Pimsleur. I've been lucky enough that my library has had things, or, like, close by library, like, I've managed to get it through other ways as opposed to actually paying.
Libraries
the
are
amount.
A great way,
yeah,
to
preferred
find
language
learning
methods
learning.
Libraries.
Yeah.
I missed getting a library card from the town my college is in this week, and I'm really sad about it.
Oh no.
I might try and go at some point, like, just make a trip to the library and be like, hello, let me take out your books.
Oh,
I also haven't looked into my college library yet. I want to see if we have any language learning resources. I feel like we won't, because most of what my library stocks is things you need for classes, and then, like, a few novels and things for, like, reading in your spare time. But, like, I would like to know anyway, and if not, I'll be the graduate that then donates enough money that they have, like, the full Teach Yourself collection in the library.
And then I'll move into the library.
Yeah, Matt will just be hanging out in the library, and they'll be like, who are you? He'll be like an adult man, like a 40-year-old man, like just going through every Teach Yourself book, and they'll be like, do you go here? And he'll be like, no.
I'll be like, mine comprendas. All right, well, I feel like this was shorter than most episodes.
I feel like it was, but then we say that every time, and we're going to stop it, and it's going to be like 40 minutes.
It was
actually,
at least half an hour.
We started around 6:30, I think, and it's 7:21 right now. Maybe we were still outside at 6:30. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Well, either way, do you want to mention the new series you will be starting soon?
Oh, yeah. So I'm taking Hebrew right now, this semester, in college. beginner Hebrew 1. So I'm going to be, my school does 15-week semesters, so I'm going to be making a video currently because I just wrapped up week 3, so I'm going to be making a video very soon and posting it. And then every 3 weeks, I should be posting one. So you'll get 5 videos throughout the semester, and you'll be able to see what I've done in those 3 weeks and see how much progress I make in one college class.
Nice. I think that'll be a good judge to see, like, compared to, you know, add one learning by yourself and then college classes.
Yeah, although, I mean, we spent I can tell you now, the first video is going to be pretty much nothing, because in the first 3 weeks, all we learned was the alphabet. So, depending on if we pick up speed or not, like, this might not be that exciting.
And, we also wanted to mention, we've been brainstorming new, videos to either bring back or a series to focus on more, and we're going to attempt to make a better podcast schedule. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we're going to try making more things like language chats and tips, which are sort of just the videos where we talk about things we do to learn languages that are shorter than full-length podcasts. And other than that, I'm specifically going to attempt to do more like learn with me type deal videos. Like learn Swahili with Matt, and then I did that for 1 week because I had a week free. So hopefully I'll be jumping back into Norwegian soon and I can do that. If not, then I'll do like, you know, French and German, something along those lines. So keep your eyes out for that. Anything else?
I was just going to say, we're going to kind of try and take the channel to a more educational route over the next few months.
We're going to do all the...
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do all the normal, like, diaries and podcasts and things that we've got right now, but we also really want to get some more, like, German and French grammar videos and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I want to mention.
Probably mainly from Matt, because, like I said, I'm very busy right now. Don't take 22 credits, kids. Like, don't do it.
I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I've been working on, like, my German grammar series that I'm going to present on the channel. I'm having a very tough time figuring out how I want to teach German, so I'm gonna need, like, your patience. That's literally, like, the first slide on there. It says, like, I've never taught before, please be patient.
I mean, you made, like, 1 or 2 German videos before,
did
you not like the way you formatted those?
No, not entirely.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it, folks.
But I'm gonna try, and I'll learn with experience. So, yeah.
If you have any video suggestions, you can leave them below.
Like, yes,
if you
please.
Have things
Anything.
You want to see, we can make sure we get around to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please leave those.
All right.
Thank you guys very much. And remember,
practice makes progress.
Bye.